Hey, joining us on the Outdoor Show, Captain John from Daybreak Charters. How you doing, my friend?
Doing good. Enjoying these last couple weeks here in nice weather.
Well, we got some new technology working for those of you who are used to hearing John's cell phone that's a little bit muffled usually. You sound crystal clear, my friend.
Well, perfect. I'm glad we got it all figured out.
So let's talk a little fishing. I have to tell you, I've been getting reports in, including even today, that when the weather has cooperated, Lake Superior around Marquette has been on fire for lake trout.
It has been the last couple weeks, which is typical for this time of year, and this is only going to get better for the next few weeks as well. But it's the fishing out there right now, especially for the Lakers, is just absolutely phenomenal. The salmon numbers have still been pretty disappointing, but the numbers of lake trout in some places have been incredible, and it's a lot of fun this time of year.
So do you want to share in terms of how deep you're fishing, how far below the surface, anything that's working better than another?
Yeah, you know what? We've been typically targeting from about 100 to 140 feet of water, give or take, and moving in and out as the day, as the day demands. But this is also a great time of year to start fishing near structure. You know, those big humps and big drop-offs and big ledges and things like that. This time of year, those are going to hold a lot of fish. There's going to be a lot of cold water upwellings from the bottom of the lake coming up on those pieces of structure, and that'll hold fish on there. So it's never a bad idea to try some shallower areas too. This is the time of year where you're going to find lake trout in a lot of places you might not expect them. So it's a good time to be poking around.
Well, I heard watermelon was one of the real hot colors. Could you confirm or deny that?
That's probably my favorite all-around pattern outside of that gold chicken wing. That's the watermelon spoon is always good in pretty much any brand. I got the watermelon fin spoon, the watermelon moonshine. Pretty much any watermelon pattern is always a great spoon for lake trout.
I also heard
for any fish.
There you go. I also heard monkey puke has been produced in the last couple of days.
Yep, we've had a lot of luck on monkey puke and what they call reverse puke, which is kind of the same thing, just the colors are switched. But okay. A lot of those golds and coppers and bronzes and those kind of colors are great, have been real good lately.
Now, are you doing anything different as far as your trolling activities? Are you using any copper line, or are you using lead core or anything like that, or just downriggers?
You know what, the last couple of weeks, I typically don't use much copper on Lake Superior unless it's real short segments, but I do use some lead core, but lead core and copper for that matter. Just I haven't had a lot of luck in the top 40, 50 feet of the water column the last couple of weeks. There's just not a ton of fish up there. There are a few here and there, but most of our action has been in the bottom half of the water column, and with that being the case, deeper divers and downriggers are by far going to be our best numbers, especially when you're targeting lake trout. If you really wanted to target salmon, you're going to still want to keep some of those rods up high, but we've had very, very little success. So I would rather take those high lines and put them down deep into the action and just keep better lake trout fishing going.
And we'll get back into this conversation with Captain John on our Daybreak Charters tie line. Yeah, loving this new technology. Sounds crystal clear. And we're going to get more into some of the details that you really should know about when you're out there looking for lake trout. Plus, we're going to talk about the Veterans Fishing Day a week from this coming Sunday in Marquette's Lower Harbor Park. So stay tuned for part two in our next Outdoor Report just a little bit later on this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.